you know, what I just said to the lads, I got them in the huddle in front of the fans over there, and I didn't say a lot. I said, you know what, you believed. You believed in what we're trying to execute. You believed in what we talked about before the game, and it wasn't about me. It wasn't about the coaching team. It was about the players going toe-to-toe with the players today, having that genuine belief that we've come a long way as a team, and still hurting after the Chester game last week, and listening to the fans behind us, you know, roars on. It just meant so much today. And do you know what? You reminded me before the game that I think it's in, you know, competitive games at FC haven't lost, you know, five continuous consecutive games.
Oh, yeah, I did tell you that.
I didn't tell the lads that. I didn't tell the lads. What I did say to the lads is that just have that belief, execute the game plan, have that belief. And, you know, there might not be a lot of managers that are surprised with that result today, because a lot of people have said how well we've been playing. And, you know, that's a confidence thing for me, because, you know, to lose, it's been the hardest time of my short managerial career to, you know, what's happened in the last month. It's been difficult, you know, back-to-back games to defeat. But I haven't lost confidence, I haven't lost faith, and, you know, bit by bit we're bringing in different bits of quality. And you've seen today, you know, I've got a good team here. I've got a good team, and they're very hungry, and they're great to work with, and they deserve everything they've got today.
Well, let's start with the end. Because we've talked about over the last few games, and you know, you said yourself, it's not something that everyone would know about. You're looking to bring another goalkeeper in to help, obviously kick Lloyd up the backside to a certain degree, but you've got 100% confidence in him, and you know the quality of the goalkeeper. We know the quality of the goalkeeper, so we start with the end, because that save at the end, you know, is 3 points opposed to 1 point,
yeah.
And the confidence from that. But what a save! I mean, point blank. I didn't realise it was him initially. I thought it might have been a player, but no, it was great save from him. And his overall game today was absolutely outstanding.
I've just looked him in his eyes, and the smile across the kid's face. He's just been from side to side. It's gone now. You know, that monkey off his back. He's gone. And I'm transparent. I'll tell you exactly what I said. He came into the office Thursday night, and I said that I believe that, you know, at times, goalkeepers, when you continue to make mistakes, it's you go through a difficult time unless I can relieve pressure on you, and I said that I'm looking to bring somebody in to help him through that. And he said to me, I just want to play my way through it. He said, you know, I've made mistakes in my career, but I believe in my ability, and I believe in his ability. He's got my confidence. I want to bring someone in to help you, Lloyd. But, you know, to put that performance on, not just about the save in the last minute, which is world-class, he's handling in the first minute of the game when the ball was under the bar and probably Hearts was in miles, and then he's kicking into the wind first half, he's talking, his communication, everything about his game today was great. And to come from, you know, kind of like a little bit of negative criticism about his performances in the recent weeks, by me as well, you know, he's come out and done that today and showed why he got players of the year last year, why he's been so important to this football team. And, you know, when I see someone's face like that, it means the world to him.
And in a certain way, I suppose it's even more of an impressive performance considering the circumstance and indeed the weather. Because a goalkeeper, together with the two centre-halves today, you know, you've got a goalkeeper under pressure. He puts himself under pressure every week anyway, but he knows himself he's under pressure. You've got two centre-halves that have come in, Zen and Williams. In a game, you're thinking, oh, I do not fancy this game at all today. The weather, if I make a single mistake, get the wrong side of the player, there's opportunities. They were all three of them instrumental and outstanding debuts from both.
18-year-old kids, you know, going toe-to-toe with what they've done, you know, in front of them today, second in the league. There's no fear, you know, there's no pressure, there's no fear, there's no arrogance about them. They just want to come in here and develop as footballers, and, you know, they will never have played in front of what they've just experienced today. You know, that volume of noise, that atmosphere, they wanted them. They've absolutely loved it, but, you know, just in 90 minutes, it's that trust, isn't it? You can see they both want to win things, they want to go through the air, they make right decisions in key areas. But, you know, one strides out with the ball, one covers round. Exceptional performance, and that breeds confidence right throughout the team. And, you know, we've had that in patches, you know, have, and it's not just because Lincoln O'Halloran's pairings broke up today, which is something different. But, you know, to defend the way they defend, and it's not just them two, and it's not just Lloyd, as a unit, and I heard you talking when we came up here, even when we went 1-0 down, you know, I said to the lads before the game that the wind was horrendous. It was absolutely awful. I said, come in, you know, just stay in the game. If we come in, and then we scored the goal sharp just before half time, and we knew, we talked about visualisation at half time about what the dressing room will look like in 45 minutes if you get the win, and you want to see the place. You know, it's just erupted, and it's a great feeling, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the first half, me and Emily watched it, we commentated on the game, and it was certainly a game that was a very even contest. We worked well. We had a couple of opportunities, really, that probably were better opportunities than the goal that they scored. It was a bit fortuitous the way it fell to Johnson, and there's nothing certainly that Lloyd could do with it. But the goal comes from a lovely bit of work here on this near touchline. The ball comes across to Harry. He sees the only pass that no one else saw out left-hand side, and what a finish from Sharp.
I mean, it's an exceptional finish because everybody thinks he's going across goal. To have that ability to come back across it into the near post, that's not a fluke. You know, he practices that. He tries to get across it, and you know, the keeper's going that way to think he's going to palm it around the post, but he doesn't. He reverses it, goes in there, and that just lifts everybody. It lifts everybody, and then.
And it was totally justified. I mean, it was going into half time. We even said, you know, with 5 minutes to 1-0 down, it's going 40 minutes. Let's just keep ourselves composed. Let's go in at half time because we're certainly in this game. No problem at all. But we get that. So that gives you the extra boost. It helps you leave even more so downstairs in the dressing room. Second half performance. Well, we used the wind brilliantly. And we played some good quality football throughout that as well in atrocious conditions.
I thought our movement, I thought our rotations were great, the things that we've been working on. But we said half-time at 1-0, you know, we didn't come here for a point. You know, people would have looked at third from bottom, second from top, and we'll take a point now. We didn't. We talked about how we would go and win the game. We talked about stretching play. I didn't realise that we were going to get a world-class finish from Bannister. You know, that wasn't scripted. You know, it was something else. But the third goal from Kurt, that's what we did talk about at half-time, and that's what we talked about, bringing their back four high, getting the ball in behind them, and then getting one of our strikers on the wrong foot and putting it away. Fully justified. You know, they went to the other end and scored a great free kick. But I think, you know, they hit the bar. But I felt confident we were going to win it. There was an ooze. They were oozing, you know, quality today.
Well, Emma, you text your mum halfway through and said we're going to win this.
I could tell, and I think, you know, for me, the turning point really was that Sharps goal right before half time to go in, and I did, and I said I think we're going to win this, because like you say, there was just something that I haven't seen the last few games. We've been putting in such great performances and maybe been let down by a few individual decisions, individual errors, and going in then at half time you've got a totally different half time talk.
And that's it, what you've just said. I think you've just hit the nail on the head about individual errors, you know, and that's not just highlighting the obvious ones. It's passing in wrong areas, or not passing information on, or not pulling the trigger, or not executing our game plan, or our set pieces. It's been individual errors where today, you know, individual bits of brilliance have scored the goals, but the team ethic, the work ethic, the shape, etc., that's what won us the game today.
Yeah.
You know, that's what won us the game.
And I suppose in a way you've had some players today play and they've had the game of the season. I mean, Jack Bannister today, I mean, he's come in, he's played at a lot lower level before he's come to FC Nye. He's thrown in the deep end to a certain degree. He's been in and out of the team, in and out of the team. Absolutely outstanding. I mean, you just forget about the goal for a minute. I mean, the goal is sublime and world-class, but his overall performance in the game...
We've done a lot of work with Jack. You know, when I came in, and I know he was on the back of two goals away at Kidderminster, but there was so many parts of his game that needed polishing, and he's been very patient. He's worked hard on the training ground. He's listened, he's learned, he's come on. He's now got two starts on the back of two, and he's had two great games, and today he's capped his goal. And, you know, he's got his shirt now. You know, he's still not the finishing hard school. We've got a lot of work to do with him, but you've seen in he'll run his heart out for you. He'll listen, he'll take on board instructions. He's got that quality. You've got Samoles on the other side that they keep rotating. Swap aside, they've got pace against dragged teams wide. It's good. You know, all in all, it's good. But I'm just absolutely delighted. I mean, I can't. You're here and I'm there, and the noise today that's been generated behind me.
We can still hear it through this.
I think I've said two or three times that's the best atmosphere. That is, you know, somebody said to me, maybe there might not be a lot of people travel today because, you know, I think we've won 2 in 13 at Bradford Park Avenue and it's not a great ground, etc. Well, without turning round, you'd think that whole stadium was full. And they just kept us going, and individual songs, team songs, belief songs, everything, they just stuck with us. And even at 3-2, we needed them. And they didn't go quiet on us. They just carried on going. And the scenes at the final whistle was great. You know, you would have thought that we've avoided relegation on that day, and we haven't. You know, this is very much a team that's, you know, up and coming. But we need them. We need them. We need that on there. And, you know, we need to stick together. And they have done. You know, they've given me that opportunity, and they've stuck by me.
I talked to you earlier on before the game about Willoughby playing on the shoulder. Spoke to Chaddy about that, and seeing that extra yard of pace in him and working the defender, getting be over on the shoulder of him. And we started playing those balls in today, and by goodness me, you know, we had a few efforts, but the goal he scored, I mean, and great timing as well, just after the great goal. You think, can we get a better goal than that? Individually wise, I mean, he beats two players, he has the strength, and he just whacks it across the goalkeeper from 25 yards. Wonderful goal.
And again, we talk about work with individuals. We've done so much work with Kurt, you know, and rotating your game, changing your game up. Don't just go and be a 9, come and be a 10. Give yourself that space to get your shot off. Fake to go one way, then go on the other, and you see, you know, he's scoring goals, his performance is getting better. It's just been great to watch, and what I like more than anything is just the lads' faces in that dressing room.
Yeah.
You know, they've worked so hard, and I kind of knew it on Thursday night that they were going to put a performance on here today. You could just feel it.
Great, great goal from Lewis Knight from the free kick.
Yeah.
At that point, are you a little? I mean, are you a little bit nervous? I suppose it'd be natural to be a little bit nervous, thinking, "Are we going to throw this away?" Or did you have that belief we could maybe score maybe one or two more? Because I know we did tend to drop a little deeper.
And this is what I said in the second half. I still felt for the first 20 minutes we were defending too deep. So our four was defending the edge of the circle. We should defend in the halfway line. And then Harry and Josh were defending the halfway line instead of the edge of the other circle.
Yeah.
And I said to Josh, to Potter when he went on, we need to get higher up the park. You know, we need to stretch play. We need to get our front men going in behind him. And I think, you know, he took that instruction on and we did that. And we did it really well. Was I nervous when they went 3-2? No, because we had 11 men on the park, so I thought it was it was quite refreshing.
So there's a couple of Texas lineups today. Hey, what always else when you've got 11?
Yeah, quite refreshing. No, look, listen, it's obviously, you know, when things have gone against you, you do think it. But I thought our substitutions were at the right time. I thought they were at the right time, but I just looked at the lads and there was a confidence. There wasn't a lot of shouting and screaming from the bench. It didn't need to be. They knew how we were going to win today. We'd done a lot of work building up to this game, and I'll just keep saying credit to them.
Well, the one criticism has been from message boards and social media and so on and so forth, FCR either brilliant in the first half and Bobbins in the second half, or Bobbins in the second half and rubbish in the first half. Today you've had a complete 90 minutes, and that's got to be the most satisfying thing. You've had 90 minutes of complete playing your way for the whole 90, and that's got to be the most satisfying thing. You've got two new players coming in as well, but you've got a 90 minutes out of a team and you've not had to change things dramatically. They haven't imploded, the heads haven't gone down, and that's all the work culminates in coming to a team like Bradford, second in the division, and beating them. It could have been more, because there was plenty of opportunities we had in the afternoon, and they had very few in the second half. So that's got to be, is that your complete game, this, you say, so far this season? Is that the best overall 90 minutes?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. You know, I thought for large parts of last week's game it was very good against Chester, but without the goals, and you know, the second halves have been criticised, but we haven't said anything different at half time. And you know, there was a, you know, kind of a culture and a mental barrier to overcome, but you know, we've shown that we can overcome it. And the mood in the dressing room last week against Chester wasn't downbeat, it was very upbeat, because we played so well, and we were hurting for a reason, because we created chances and not taking them. And when you, and I said on the radio, you can't keep playing that well and not getting wins. And we've gone and put it all together today, and every jigsaw piece fit together today, and we've come second in the league, and we've won, and we fully deserve the win. And you know, I'm delighted for everyone connected to the club, and move on to next week now.